Xavier Worthy just lost 7 days of training camp to a sprained shoulder. He returned to practice on Monday, August 11th, per Paulo Sonko of Athlon Sports via Yahoo, and by Thursday, he was catching passes in offensive periods, per Matt McMullen at Chiefs.com. For a receiver whose entire season hinges on his shoulder holding up, that week-long absence is the story, even with the happy ending. The June preview framed the bet in one sentence. The second season was the injury, and the rookie season was the player. 3 plays into last year's opener, he dislocated a shoulder and tore the labrum, then played 14 games through it in a harness. The catch rate sank to 58%, and he scored 1 touchdown on 73 targets, a scoring drought that history says rarely sustains for a player with his usage. We said the bounce-back case was real, but that nobody could underwrite it until he proved he could take contact, because 7-on-7s prove nothing about a player whose job includes getting hit. After January surgery, he had run the spring as the top receiver in the building. So, weigh this week honestly. The bad. A shoulder problem resurfaced, whatever its relation to the repaired one. And it was enough to sideline him for a week of the camp he was supposed to own. The good? The Chiefs called it a sprain. He was back inside 8 days. He caught passes in Thursday's practice. And he dressed Saturday against the Rams, per Jared Sapp at 104.7 The Cave. Sitting only because every key veteran sat. He has still not taken live game contact, which was the June tell. And now there is one more reason to want to see it. Does the June read hold? Complicated. The talent and role half is intact, and he is back on the field. But the one thing the preview said had to go right, the shoulder, just produced its first setback of camp. A bounce-back bet built on health took a small, real hit, even if he appears past it. Next week, whether Worthy plays preseason snaps and takes an actual hit, and how the target work splits with a now full-go Rashee Rice, we'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.